Same damn reason. Search, search, search. 4 days of search. They're searching everywhere. They were running around with their hair on fire. The sub was right where it was. It was literally on the seafloor below its last known position, which is the first place you look in a search is the last known position. You don't go running around all over the landscape with planes and trains and automobiles searching, right? It was right where it was when it imploded, and I knew that's where they were going to find it. So you search, first place you look is the last known position, and that's where it is. So there was ultimately never a search. And that ROV was only in the water for about 3 hours before they found it. So what does that mean? They went to the last known position, they looked on the sonar, they saw a clump that was never there before, they drove over to it, and there it was. It's pretty much that simple, right? So, you know, all of this has just been people running around, waving their arms with their hair on fire for 4 days straight. And I just feel terrible for what the families must have been going through during that time. And that then goes back to why the authorities chose to not say what they knew. Begs a question now, doesn't it?
Yeah, why do you think they didn't?
I do not want to speculate.
Tim, well,
I can speculate all day long, but I am not going to say it out loud. Look, Monday morning when I first found out about the incident, got on a whole bunch of calls and emails. It's a small community. Within an hour and a half, I had the following information. They were on descent. They were at 3,500 feet. They lost comms and tracking. The last one being the critical one. Because the transponder that's used to track a sub during descent and on the bottom is a fully autonomous system. It's in its own pressure housing. And it has its own battery power. So for them to lose comms and tracking at the same time, sub was gone. There was no question in my mind. For days, I tried to run other scenarios that could account for it. I could come up with nothing. So the next thing I did was contacted a few more people and managed to track down, there are acoustic networks around. Some are research, some are intelligence. We got confirmation within an hour that there had been a loud bang at the same time that that comms were lost. A loud bang on the hydrophones, loss of transducer or transponder, loss of comms. I knew what happened. Sub imploded. I sent emails to everybody I know. I said, we've lost some friends. The sub has imploded. It's on the bottom in pieces right now. I sent that out Monday morning. We never expected to see a scenario like this. You know, we may go into hazardous environments.